My name is Annalie Guzzo. I am 15 years old. Today is November 23rd, 2017. I'm speaking with Mary Guzzo, who is my grandmother. We're recording this interview in Fort Salonga, New York. So where did you grow up and where were you born?
I grew up in Brooklyn and I was born in Brooklyn.
How did you and Grandpa meet?
We met when I was working, and I happened to be a switchboard operator, and I had the window next to me was a refund and return window in the store, and my husband came in to return an item, and I took care of it for him, and it was just a regular, normal little exchange that we had. And then a couple weeks later, we happened to be out in a different, I can't even remember, truthfully. I can't remember where we were. And we were out in a different kind of area. And we ran into each other. And it was like it was one of those things that we saw each other and found that we were interested in each other.
It's cute. How did the people that surrounded you when you were younger impact you to be the person you are today?
Well, I happened to have a grandmother that was the head of the household, and a mother that had been stricken with polio at a young age, at 2 years old, and she went on to get married in life and have four children. But during the course of my growing up and the rest of my siblings, she showed us strength that really helped us through the rest of our lives, because she was able to manage very well her disabilities, and also didn't allow you to slack off in any way. She showed you what was important in life and what you should really get out there and strive for.
Yeah. A follow-up question would be, who are some of your heroes?
I'd have to fall back on the same answer. My mother,
yeah,
who showed us strength that we needed to get through life, and my husband, who showed me the same kind of thing, in a different kind of strength.
Have you ever regretted anything?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, I don't regret too many things at all. I don't even believe in regret to a certain extent, but I look back, and when I was younger, I did give my mother quite a hard time growing up. And I gave her a run for her money. And I do regret that, because when I look back on it, all the things that she was trying to do for me was for my own benefit. But at the time, of course, as a young person, you don't realize that. But I regret it.
How have the sad moments in your life made you stronger?
Well, the saddest moment in my whole life was when I lost my husband. And I would have to say that when it first happened, I thought I would never recover from it. I thought it would really take me down. But I was able to realize that I could move forward in bits and pieces and slowly but surely. Mm-hmm. And I became stronger, knowing that I could be independent. I could work on my, I could get out there and do things on my own, drive long distances, and just accomplish a lot more than I thought I could ever do.
Yeah. Is there anything that you want to go back and warn your younger self about?
I guess the one thing that really stays in my mind a lot is dealing with disappointment. At a young age, I wasn't able to do that well into my adulthood. Disappointments used to set me back quite a bit. And I would have to say that when I realized and got perspective on disappointments, I realized that you waste a whole lot of time being disappointed instead of just moving on with things.
Thank you so much for doing this interview for me. I really learned a lot. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I love you. Did I say that?